Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s, with yours truly, Glenn Robison. We've got dance bands, hot bands, sweet bands, show tunes, novelty tunes, blues, jazz, and more, on everything from Aeolian to Xenophone, and by everyone from Aronson to Zerke. On this evening's show, we're going to do some cuddling, celebrate the birthdays of Pete Wendling, Ted Lewis, and Percival Mackey, find fault, and have a sneak preview. For no particular reason, we're going to start off the show by doing some cuddling. Here's Jack Leon's band.
On the common on a nice summer's day, come and have a cuddle in the sunshine and kiss your cares away. What's the use of waiting for the moon when you want to cuddle in the afternoon? Come and have a cuddle on the common on a nice summer's day. Thank you.
date a girl and swing her once to the right. Cuddle close and hug with all your might. Then once again, you take a step to the left. Then you'll cuddle close again. You whisper, dear, oh how I love this dance. It keeps putting me right into a trance. You can't go wrong if you would try this dance. The name of it is the Cuddle Trot. So dear, if you are feeling blue and you don't know just what to do, why don't you follow my suggestion and do that Cuddle Trot. You follow through all of the steps I show you, for they are so very easy to do. So take a chance and try to do this dance. They call it the Cuddle Trot.
Gold, credited on the label of that March 13, 1930 Crown 78 as the Troubadours, and the Cuddle Trot. You, of course, recognize the vocalist as Irving Kaufman. And you're going to hear him again in the next segment. Before Lou Gold, it was the Meadowbrook Dance Orchestra from an Edison record waxed August 29, 1923, and Cuddle Uddle Up. Cuddle Uddle Up was written by Eleanor Young and Harry D. Squires. The pair also wrote Tomorrow Morning, Just for Remembrance, and Carolina Rolling Stone. And we began that cuddling set with Jack Leon's band and Come and Have a Cuddle on the Common. The vocalist on that May 1931 recording was Jack Hodges. Come and Have a Cuddle on the Common was written by Ralph Butler. I'm Glenn Robison, and you're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records, bringing you vintage music to which you can't not tap your toes from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s. Yesterday, June 6th, marked the birth in 1888 in New York City of composer and pianist Pete Wendling. He learned to play the piano as a youngster and worked as a carpenter during his teens. After graduating from DeWitt Clinton High School, he played piano at the Dewey Theater, won a National Ragtime Playing Contest, and in the early 1910s was hired as a song plugger by the Waterson Berlin and Snyder and Mills Music Publishing Companies. His talent extended past playing to composing, and in 1915 he had a hit with Yakahoola Hickey Doola, which Al Jolson introduced at the Winter Garden Theater, interpolating it into Robinson Crusoe Jr. He married in 1911 and in 1913 had a record-breaking 8-week appearance at the London Hippodrome. He joined the Rhythmatic Music Roll Company in 1914, where he was paid $3 for his first piano role. In 1917, he moved to QRS, where he was one of their most popular artists, making roles until May of 1928. In the 30s, he composed prolifically, and over his career, he worked with no fewer than 69 collaborators. Curiously, he never led a band or made a radio broadcast like so many of his contemporaries, and he made but a handful of records. Following a stroke, he died in New York City on April 7, 1974. Here are three from Pete Wendling.
Thank you. about you. You are the one in a million who can cheer me when I'm blue. Some girls are like April flowers. They droop their head when it showers. There's something nice about everyone, but there's everything nice about you.
Or sang a song until the day you came along and smiled at me. My love can weave a miracle right before your eyes. The day we met, I seemed to see an angel walk right up to me from out the skies. Some magical power brought us together like this. In one magical hour, strangers were sweethearts. In one little kiss, oh, I believe in miracles. Most honestly, I do. No wonder I get lyrical about that certain miracle that gave me you.
Thank you.
having fun. I hear the clock striking one, and I'm crying myself to sleep, wondering who's kissing you. I hear the clock striking two, and I'm crying myself to sleep. I try to close my eyes and make believe we've never been apart, and in my dream it seems you're calling me, sweetheart. Just when you're kissing me, I hear the clock striking three, and I'm crying myself to sleep.
From November 25, 1930, Sam Lennon and his orchestra with Irving Kaufman vocalizing on Crying Myself to Sleep, written with John Klenner. Pianist and composer John Klenner was born February 24, 1899, and until now was not in my database of birthdays. I don't know how that happened, but he is now, and he wrote plenty to have his own segment when his birthday rolls around. Pete Wendling wrote I Believe in Miracles with George W. Meyer and Sam M. Lewis, and we heard it performed there by the Dorsey Brothers Orchestra with Bob Crosby on December 21, 1934. We started off our tribute to Pete Wendling with one of my Desert Isle discs, Nat Shilkret and the Victor Orchestra with There's Something Nice About Everyone, But There's Everything Nice About You. The vocal duo was Ed Smalley and Johnny Marvin. I just love that record, which was recorded April 19, 1927. Yesterday, June 6, marked the birth in 1891 in Circleville, Ohio, of Theodore Leopold Friedman, better known as Ted Lewis. He began playing clarinet at about age 9 and joined the Circleville Boys School Band. His first professional singing job was in a Circleville movie house, and instead of going into the family's clothing business, around 1906 he got into vaudeville and made his way to New York in 1911. His name got changed in the mid-1910s when he was working with a comedian named Eddie Lewis, and the two were billed as Lewis and Lewis instead of Lewis and Friedman because Lewis and Friedman wouldn't fit on the marquee. He never legally changed his name, however. He was playing with Earl Fuller's famous jazz band at Rector's Restaurant in New York when he won a battered top hat from the driver of a hansom cab in a dice game. It, along with his rhetorical question, "Is everybody happy?" became an integral part of his persona for more than 50 years. He formed his own band in 1919, and within a few years, he was one of the most popular entertainers in the U.S. He made appearances on radio, records, and in several Broadway revues, including Greenwich Village Follies, Ziegfeld Midnight Frolics, Ted Lewis Frolic, and Artists and Models of 1927. In 1925, he visited Britain, appearing at London's Kit Kat Club and at the Hippodrome Theatre. Although his own gaspipe style of clarinet playing wasn't considered great, he employed many fine members of the jazz world in his bands. Lewis co-wrote several popular songs, and after 1929 appeared in several films, including Is Everybody Happy? He continued to appear in theaters and on television well into the 1960s. Ted Lewis died August 25, 1971 in New York. Here are three from Ted Lewis.
I like cake. Tennessee that you bake, and I like crackers too, broken up right in a stew. When I see jelly roll, I lose all my control. But of all those things, I like you best of all.
Thank you. My way, that's why I love you, that's why I love you. And I learned to smile like sweethearts smile, that's why I love you. Oh, who wouldn't love you? Your sweet caress just thrilled me, it seems, and filled my life with wonderful dreams, sweet dreams of stars above. And I'm in love, that's why I love you. Yes, sir, I do.
This is apparently the first time I've played that record on the show. Ted Lewis and his band, June 1st, 1926, and the foxtrot ballad, That's Why I Love You. That's Why I Love You was written by Walter Donaldson and Paul Ashe, and was also recorded by Franklin Bauer, Wendell Hall, Annette Hanshaw, Jules Herbivoe and his Victorians, and Johnny Hamp's Kentucky Serenaders. It was preceded by Camel Walk from October 8, 1925. That was also recorded by a number of other bands, including the Hottentots, Jack Gardner's Orchestra, New Orleans Jazz Band, and Art Landry. Camel Walk was written by Chris Smith, who also brought us Beans, 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 and All the Little Lovin' I Had for You Is Gone, 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 and J. Tim Bryman. James Tim Bryman, B-R-Y-M-N, was born in North Carolina on October 5, 1881. He received a formal musical education at the National Conservatory of Music, and during World War I led the 70-piece Black Devil Orchestra, which represented the 350th Field Artillery Regiment. Bryman was later a musical director for James Reese Europe's Clef Club, and he led orchestras at Ziegfeld's Roof Garden and Riesenweber's. We started a tribute to Ted Lewis with I Like Pie, I Like Cake, But I Like You Best of All. Arthur Sizemore and Larry Shea wrote the tune, and Ted Lewis sang the George A. Little lyrics. That recording was made December 23, 1924. I'm Glenn Robison, and the show is Rapidly Rotating Records. We're here each and every Sunday evening at 6 on Island Radio, FM 88.7, KISL Avalon, and KISLAvalon.com. Also available 24/7 on demand anytime at all online at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com and on iTunes as a podcast. Last week, June 1st, marked the birth in 1894 in London, England, of pianist, composer, and bandleader Thomas Percival Montagu Mackey, better known as just Percival Mackey. He learned to play piano as a child and at age 18 joined the Royal Irish Animated Picture Company as part of a musical trio. He served in World War I, after which he played with Jack Hilton's orchestra, and in the early 20s formed his own group known as the Broadway Five. Also during the 20s, he was musical director for several West End musical productions. In the 30s, he worked as both film score composer and musical director for films, and in 1934, he became director of dance music at EMI, directing several bands, including the new Mayfair Dance Orchestra. He died on November 23, 1950. Here are three from Percival Mackey. Thank you.
hugging and kissing in view. I don't need music, lobster and wine. Whenever your eyes look into mine, the things I long for are simple and few. A cup of coffee, a sandwich, and you.
Percival Mackey's band with A Cup of Coffee, A Sandwich, and You, recorded October 1, 1925. A Cup of Coffee was written by Billy Rose, Al Dubin, and Joseph Meyer. Over on this side of the pond, it was recorded in December by Billy Morey and Gladys Rice, Roger Wolf Kahn and Franklin Bauer and Helen Clark, all within a couple of weeks of each other. That was preceded by Walter Donaldson and Abe Lyman's After I Say I'm Sorry, recorded November 10, 1926. And the piano solo there was played by Mr. Mackey himself. We started off our tribute to Percival Mackey with Spread a Little Happiness, Vivian Ellis's best-known song. That recording is from late November of 1928. The Southeast may have hurricanes and the Midwest may have tornadoes, but here in California, our big natural disaster fear is earthquakes. There's currently a drama disaster film out called San Andreas, which, for those of you not familiar with it, is the largest fault line in the state. Well, for this final segment of the show, here are some rapidly rotating records about some other faults, beginning with Harry Reaser's Syncopators.
What's the matter there?
I don't know. It ain't no fault of mine. Like I'll have to sing the next chorus.
That ain't no fault of mine.
They say that Mary had a lamb, its fleece was oh so white, but everywhere that Mary went, the fleas would always bite. But it ain't no fault of mine. Oh, it ain't no fault of mine. If garlic makes the baby strong, it ain't no fault of mine. Thank you. legless man today. I thought that he was sick. I said, how are you getting on? He said, boy, I can't kick. Oh, it ain't no fault of mine. Oh, it ain't no fault of mine. If a duck goes on a wild goose chase, it ain't no fault of mine.
I must admit, I'm getting thin. It's all your fault, so I'm putting the blame on you. Can't eat or sleep, I don't feel right. I walk the street from morning to night. It's all your fault, so I'm putting the blame on you. Really think I've lost my mind. Talking to myself, I find, because you treat me so unkind. What am I to do? A crazy nut, I'm doomed to be. Because you won't be nice to me. It's all your fault, so I'm putting the blame on you.
With you, I've just gotta be rough with you. Nobody's fault but your own. Don't blame me that I long for you, that I'm terribly strong for you, that I've written this song for you. Nobody's fault but your own. I know that you consider me just as you should. Don't think that you'll get rid of me. I'm here for good,
good.
I don't know how to treat you, for sometimes I'd like to beat you, and sometimes I'd like to eat you. It's nobody's fault but your own.
Credited on the label of that March 21st, 1929 Columbia 78 as the Knickerbockers, that was Ben Sullivan and his orchestra, with Eddie Walters providing the vocal on Nobody's Fault But Your Own. Ray Noble wrote the tune and Alan Murray the lyrics. That was preceded by Don Redman and his orchestra with Harlan Lattimore and It's All Your Fault. It's All Your Fault was written in 1915 by Sissel and Blake, and their career was given a big boost when the song was performed by Sophie Tucker. Redman recorded it on April 26, 1933. Harry Reeser's Syncopators started off this faulty segment with a fun record, It Ain't No Fault of Mine, from April 13, 1929. Chris Smith and Elmer Bowman wrote It Ain't No Fault of Mine in 1899, but this wasn't that song. This It Ain't No Fault of Mine was written by Joe Davis and Spencer Williams. At the beginning of the show, I mentioned a sneak preview. Well, longtime listener and supporter Rich in Illinois asked me last week if I knew band leader Johnny Johnson's birth date. After doing some research, between us, we believe that Johnson, whose real given name was Malcolm Clinton Johnson, was born September 4, 1898. Rich mentioned that he has transferred and restored 7 Johnny Johnson sides, and I suggested we use them for a birthday tribute on the September 6th show. 7 is more sides than we need for a segment, so here's one of those 7 sides as a sneak preview. And it's very appropriate on this first show in June.
Thank you.
give me a night in June beneath the moon with you, just you.
From October 14, 1927, Johnny Johnson and his Statler Pennsylvanians with Give Me a Night in June. The vocal trio consisted of Bob Treister, Sam Brown, and Charles Murray. Give Me a Night in June was written by Cliff Friend. If you liked that, listen to the September 6th show for more Johnny Johnson. Thanks, Rich, for sharing. I'm Glenn Robison, and you've been listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. I hope you'll click in or tune in again next week, and as always, I thank you for your very kind attention.